Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Sudbury man charged in international child pornography sweep an international investigation into the purchasing of internet child exploitation materials using Bitcoin from a South Korean child pornography website, WTV Welcome to Video, has led to the arrest of a 28-year-old local man, Greater Sudbury Police said April 7. The investigation resulted in the takedown of one of the largest child sexual abuse material websites on the darknet. Launched in 2019, the investigation was a collaborative effort involving U.S. Homeland Security Investigations, SHI, the British National Crime Agency, NSA, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP. Information related to individuals living in Canada who purchased child exploitation materials from the website was sent to local police services by the RCMP so that law enforcement agencies could initiate investigations into individuals living in their jurisdictions, stated the GSPS release. On April 5, the Internet Child Exploitation Unit, Computer Forensics Unit and Intelligence Unit executed a search warrant at a residence in Greater Sudbury. And as a result of the investigation, GSPS arrested a 28-year-old man and charged him with 2 counts of accessing child pornography and 2 counts of possessing child pornography. The man attended bail court on April 6 and has been remanded into police custody. His name will not be released in order to protect the identities of potential victims. The investigation into this incident is ongoing, police said. Read the full story here. Big changes, at Sudbury Theatre Centre as it attempts to reboot after tough pandemic. There have been some big changes at Sudbury Theatre Centre lately, and more are yet to come. In early March, STC Artistic Director John McHenry suddenly left the theatre company, cryptically announcing his departure by tweeting just 3 words, "Exit stage left." Sudbury Theatre Centre Board co-president John Dow explained that McHenry's contract was up in June, and the theater center chose not to renew it. The theater center also decided to cancel its final main stage production of the season, a one-woman show called This One, that was to run in late April and early May, and that McHenry was supposed to direct. This wasn't announced until weeks after McHenry's departure. Dow said because McHenry had nothing left to do with his contract at STC, he opted to depart early. "We're honoring the contract," he said. "We're paying him for the rest of the contract." Read the full story here. Arrests made, investigation continues in fatal shooting in Mechijing First Nation. Several arrests have been made and the investigation continues in connection to a shooting death on Pine Street in Mechijing First Nation on Manitoulin Island, said provincial police. On April 5, shortly after 1:30 a.m., members of the United Chiefs and Councils of Manitoulin Anishinaabe Police, UCCM, and the Manitoulin Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, responded to a shooting on Pine Street in Mechijing First Nation. Upon arrival, police learned that one person had been shot and that the suspects had fled the scene in a vehicle. The injured person was transported to hospital but later died as a result of his injuries. OPP members conducted a traffic stop in the area and arrested 5 individuals. The investigation continues under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, CIB. There is no threat to public safety at this time. Further updates will be provided when available, said OPP. The OPP is appealing to anyone who may have observed suspicious activity related to this case to call the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. Should you wish to remain anonymous, you may call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or submit information online at OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca where you may be eligible to receive a cash reward of up to $2,000. He was old defender, now Cameron Lazat's fashions are turning heads in Vancouver and Paris. Atelier Coin is a clothing brand based in Victoria, BC, that will soon be featured on the runway of the Vancouver Fashion Week. It's a brand that not only prides itself on individuality and sustainability, but also references something we all, as Sudburians, know very well, the Big Nickel. Cameron Lazat, a designer who was born and raised in Sudbury, founded Atelier Coin when he was still in high school. The young designer was tasked with creating a brand for one of the assignments in his high school fashion course when he thought of the name. "Back in high school, we had a project to create our own brand in a fashion course," Lazat said. "And I actually took it to heart. I really stayed up nights thinking of what represents me because I actually wanted to do it for real, even though it was just a class project. Lazat didn't always have a passion for fashion. He held a hockey stick long before he held a sewing needle. The 6'2", 200-pound designer was an old defenseman for 4 years, plying his trade for the Peterborough Petes, Barry Colts and Erie Otters between 2013 and 2017. He was known as a skilled body checker and his hits regularly made old highlight reels. Read the full story here. Spike in gas prices reinforces the city's environmental goals like anyone else. The city of Greater Sudbury is ponying up more for gas and diesel these days, but unlike most organizations there's not much they can do about it. I think it's a lot easier for a family to make a personal choice that affects their fuel consumption than our regular business, City Manager of Growth and Infrastructure Tony Cicutti said. We don't have a lot of discretion over our operational services. As it stands, the city's fuel usage is approximately 35% unleaded and 65% diesel, for which the city pays a wholesale rate and a 1.78% HST rather than the 13% the general public pays. The city monitors usage per vehicle to see changes in patterns that might lead to job efficiencies, but Cicutti said operations are already pared down to be as efficient as possible. Between garbage and blue box collection, snowplowing, street sweeping, Gova Transit and other operations, he said the city has already doing what they can to minimize the number of kilometers traveled without rolling back service levels. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Rotary Sunrisers and Inner City Home Launch, Backpack Basics, Campaign for Homeless. The Rotary Club of Sudbury Sunrisers will be working with local agency Inner City Home to give aid to the city's vulnerable population. Backpack Basics will provide 200 men, women and children who are homeless with the basic hygiene supplies needed to support overall health and wellness. The backpacks include dental supplies, toiletries, safety supplies, feminine hygiene products, essential school supplies and more. The backpacks can then be returned to Inner City Home to be replenished throughout the year. We are reaching out to the members of our community to help support this project, said Rotary Club of Sudbury Sunrisers President Shannon Kenrick Rashan, in a release. Those interested in helping can purchase a backpack for $30 to be filled, and 100% of the funds collected support the Backpack Basics program. Backpacks can be purchased online by both individuals or companies, and there is no limit on the backpacks to be filled. Click here for details on ordering. Showers or flurries possible for Friday. Some sun will peek through today, but expect a mainly cloudy day with a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries. Fog patches will dissipate over the morning. Today's high is 7 degrees, with a UV index of 4, or moderate. Tonight will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers or flurries and a low of -1.